The problem we're discussing in this podcast is how does a person deal with the things in life when they get out of control? How should one react when one gets hit with the hardest things in life, the things that were least expected? Micha the prophet said to the Jewish people, Ami zechorna ma ya'atz Balak melech Moav Uma ana'oto Bil'am ben Be'or Min ha-shitim ad ha-gilgal Le'ma'an da'at tzidkot amonai. My nation, please remember what Balak, king of Moab, advised, and what Bil'am, son of Be'or, answered him from the Shittim until the Gilgal, in order to know the righteousness of God. Our rabbis learn that Bil'am had a most powerful weapon, the knowledge of the arrival of the split moment when God fumes each day. If Balaam would have leveled his accusation against the Jews at the split moment that God fumes each day, there would have been very serious ramifications to his claims. But God tells us they did not fume all those days that Balaam tried to present a case against the Jews. And God asks us to never forget this. The Chidah adds this remembrance to the remembrances that we recite each day after prayers of Shachrit. The Zohar says something powerful regarding this. The reason why God does not listen to us when we beg Him to remember the good we used to have in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, Zechor Amonai Mehayalanu. And the reason that He does not listen to us when we cry out to Him to remember the brutal destruction of the temple, Zechor Hashem lebnei Edom et Yom Yerushalayim haomrim aru aru ad hayesod ba. Why doesn't Hashem remember these two things? It's because God is asking us, begging us, that we first remember how God did not let Bil'am curse the Jewish nation behind their backs. Why is it so important to remember something that we were not even witness to? The Exodus, the splitting of the sea, Har Sinai, the manna, the well of Miriam, the clouds of glory, the war with Amalek, and the other miraculous wars, those were all known to the people. They saw it, they lived it, and they could remember it and pass it on to their descendants. But we know of the episode with Bil'am only because God told it to Moshe. Of all things, why was it so important to remember God's having prevented the curse? And why is it that if we do not remember His prevention of that curse, God doesn't want to remember the good times of the relationship between Him and His people and the brutal destructions? The answer is that the Jews knew nothing about this episode of Bil'am's attempt to curse the Jews. It was all completely behind their backs, and nonetheless, God saved them. Without even a single Jewish prayer, a single Jewish tear, God had no problem saving us, even though we had no idea that we were in such hot water, because God loves us more than we realize. The lesson that God watches over us, even when we are not watching over ourselves, is such an important lesson to keep in mind and remember. It is so important that our rabbis wanted to incorporate it into the recitation of the Shema. Bil'am's words describing our nation, Kara Shachav Ka'ari, Uchlabi mi gimenu. He crouches and lies like a lion, and like a lion, who can make him rise? Bil'am compared the way the Jews go to sleep and how they rise to the way lions go to sleep and awaken. When we go to sleep, we are not afraid, because we know that God takes care of the things that we cannot take care of. This is what happened with the city of Cheshbon. Cheshbon was a metropolis on the border of Eretz Yisrael and in a very strategic location. Cheshbon belonged to Moab and it was impossible to conquer. Sihon, king of Amori, hired Bil'am to curse the first Moabite king who ruled over the mighty Cheshbon city. Bil'am's curse was so strong that Sihon was able to conquer Moab and take the city of Cheshbon for his possession. Imagine Sihon's feeling of success. But God let all this happen
because he wanted the Jews to be able to capture and take possession of Cheshbon. God did not let the Jews fight Moab. So as long as Cheshbon was in the hands of Moab, the Jews could not fight for it. But now that Cheshbon was owned by Sihon and Amori, the Jews were allowed to capture it. Who would ever think of thanking God for letting Sihon take Cheshbon from Moab? But that is precisely what was needed for the Jewish people to be able to capture Cheshbon. God pulled the strings behind the scenes in a way that had long-term ramifications. And he always does. We thank Hashem only for good that we can perceive with our senses. Something we feel, see, smell, or taste. But what about the good things that happen? The good things that Hashem does for us that we do not even know about? How many times has God twisted reality behind the scenes to serve your needs, changing the outcome for the better, and you had no inkling that He was changing the script? Life is filled with the greatest irony. Things that we fear most in life turn out to be not as bad or scary as we assumed, while things to which we paid only a minimum of attention, such as health issues, interpersonal relationships, or stress levels, actually present the biggest problems that we have to deal with. I asked my friends who are 65 years old or more what they had to say about this irony in life, and they all told me that it is so true. The things that hit us the hardest are the things that we least expected. So many times in life, we find ourselves in a rut over things that are, in fact, completely out of our control, just when we thought we had things under control. We would do much better if we were to perceive our reality with a drone's eye view and accept the fact that there are many things over which we have no control that we are not even aware of. And still, everything's fine. Because even though we are not in control, God is always in control. And this is something that God begs us to remember. If only we lived this way, God would remember the good temple days. And God would remember all the suffering of our nation in the days of the destruction of our temples. This one thought, that God takes care of the things that we are not even aware of, can be the most powerful thought we have as a nation. It might even bring the Mashiach. The selfie step for this podcast is to step out of the box that you're in, to try to imagine getting more of a drone's eye view of awareness of how little control we have of the minute things that we are aware of, just by saying this remembrance each day, or trying to remember this episode of Bil'am and Balak. That will give us this awareness of how many things are going behind our backs, and still Hashem is taking care and watching over us. I look forward to your input and insights, questions and comments via email rabbiyosefvarhi@gmail.com. If you're enjoying these Shiurim and Life lessons, please let your friends know. To access these podcasts, as well as previous ones, go to yosefvarhi.com.